There was something that was weighing on me about the description of the Chachma in building the Mishkan. And I had Shana Bet Talmud over for Shabbos from Yeshiva Kotel, Zach Rothenberg. And he told me a half a line from our great Rebbe Rav Nevenzahl Shlita, and it was on my mind. And the expression in Perek Lamed Hey Pasuk Yud in this week's parasha is that those who build the Mishkan are referred to as Chacham Lev. The Chol Chacham Lev Bachem Yavoyu V'yasu Eis Klasher Tziva Hashem. What's this juxtaposition? Chacham, yet Chacham in the heart, and of course not in the Rosh. And I was working on it this week. In fact, I spoke about it a couple of nights ago in Reshit, and I wasn't happy. You know, I threw up a shot, and it was all just air. Wasn't happy with the... Sounds familiar, Rabbi Yisrael? I wasn't happy with the pshat. So I was thinking about Chacham Lev, who would talk about it? So I walked all the way to the Sfarim store, and I went to buy the Gra's Pirush HaMishlei. The Gra talks about Chachma a lot there. And as I was walking back, I hardly ever check this WhatsApp Dvar Torah. And one of the Gruss Talmidim here from years and years ago, Rav Dani Schreiber, had just sent out, and unfortunately he sends out great stuff, but I never looked at it. And then, sure enough, he's bothered by the question. He said, what does Chacham Lev mean? And he was Mitzayin to three beautiful Netzivs. Anybody wants to join, his Divrei Torah are the Perush of the Netziv ala Torah. Perushim that I hadn't seen at all. So question number one is, why does it say Chacham Lev? Question number two is that the Gemara in Brachos comments on an interesting description of the Pasuk about Chacham Lev in a different context. In Parshas Kisisa, the Torah tells in Perek Lamed Aleph Pasuk Vav, Uvalev kol Chacham Lev, in the heart of all, again, Chacham Lev, Nasati Chachma, I gave them Chachma. The Gemara in Brachos Nun Hei Amabez says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives Chachma to those who have Chachma. So question number one is, what does it mean Chacham Lev? Secondly, the Pasuk seems to be, as the Netziv points out, clearly alluding to the concept, whoever has Chachma, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives you Chachma. What does it mean? Ubelev kol Chacham Lev Nasati Chachma. And finally, Torah HaKadosha, in this week's parasha, describes that he gives Chachma to kol asher nisa'o libo, everybody who lifts up his heart. What's the description of nisa'o libo? Someone who lifts up his heart. There's a famous Gemara, you all know it. And you could probably predict the direction that I'm going in. The Gemara says, someone who says, yogati v'lo matzasi, al tamin, someone who says he worked hard and he says, I didn't find, don't believe him. Lo yogati u'matzasi, I worked hard and I found, also don't believe it. Only someone who's yogeya, then that individual will be motza. The Mefarshim point out that the Gemara says, yogata, and not vihisagta, that you reached it. But rather, yogata, you worked, umatsata. And then the Dvar Torah comes to you. Then the Amita Shel Torah comes to you. The two are separate from each other. HaKadosh Baruch Hu demands yigia from us, hard work from us, and then he sends us a matana. I had to walk all the way to get the grub because I needed to show to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that I wanted to understand it. And then HaKadosh Baruch Hu sends you a metziah. And that's everything in life. It's not just the melitza that happens once or twice. Says the Netziv. That's the meaning of these psukim, without even quoting the Gemara of Yogata Umatzata. Listen to the Netziv's words. Number one, says the Netziv, at the end of the day, any chachma that you and I achieve has to start with chachma that we heard from our rabbein. And therefore, the pasuk says, "Uvelev kol chacham lev nasati lev chachma." I'm only going to give you chachma if you start with the chachma that preceded from the mesorah behind you. Ultimately, at the end of the day, if a person doesn't start in that order, then ultimately they won't be zochet to chachma. Yogata, your yegiyah, is going to be a metziah HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives you from your rabbeim. That's the only way that it works. The Netziv goes on to say, in Perek Lamed Aleph Pasuk Vav, that the word lev, by Chacham Lev, is emphasizing such a critical part, and that is that ultimately, Reishis Chachma Yiras Hashem. That there is going to be no Chachma that you and I can achieve without Yiras Shemayim. And hence, all Chachma has to be Chacham Lev. And that's why the Pasuk emphasized Kol Nisa'i Libay. A person has to raise up his heart. Our Amelus B'Torah is not about the knowledge of Torah, but it's a desire to come close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to attach ourselves to something that's above and beyond us. The Das Elyon of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Nisa'i Libay. A person has to raise up his heart. And finally, says the Netziv, there's one more meaning behind the word lev. And he says this both in Perek Lamed Aleph Pasuk Vav, as well as in this week's Parsha. In Perek Lamed Vav, says the Netziv, lev refers to a person's desire. Ultimately, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives chachma if a person has a true tshuka. If he really, really wants to accomplish in Dvar Hashem. And therefore, Chachma goes hand in hand with Lev. Chachma cannot be achieved unless there isn't this tremendous tshuka. And there has to be a tremendous motivation. Without it, it's going to come and it's going to go. Yogata. If a person truly works, then ultimately they're going to hold on to it. One of the things that we're blown away from when Rav Shechter Shlita is here, when we're zochet to sit by his feet, is his tremendous Yediyas HaTorah. Tremendous Yediyas HaTorah. So I have a friend, Rav Effi Green, who once had the chutzpah to ask Rav Shechter why he was zochet to such Yediyas HaTorah. You know what he said? Something has absolutely nothing to do with Yediyas HaTorah. Because I learned Besimcha. Because he learned with joy. That's the only explanation that he has for his Yediyas HaTorah. Yogata! If a person learns the Sod of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which is Simcha, Besimcha, then a person zocha to Yediyas HaTorah. So it starts with that Ratzon, the Ratzon of Chacham Lev, the Tshuka. And that tshuka could be so profound. The tshuka could be something that is so intense. And a person can defy who they are and what they are if they have that chacham lev. I want to give you an example in Mili Dalma. It has nothing to do with Torah. And for some reason, when I've told the story to the Talmidim, they said to me that it made a big hashpa on them. So I keep on saying over the story. It has to do with my father, Shlita. My father, Bli Ayin Hara, is in his early 80s. My father grew up as a runner. Grew up in Western Canada. And he was trained from as a young kid to run. In fact, we as children, my father always used to take us running. By the way, my first semester in YU, I was on the track team and I didn't have night seder. I had to choose between night seder or the track team by my second semester, and that explains the extra 40 pounds right now. Sometimes you have to make choices in life. In fact, one time, my father took one of the kids in the neighborhood running, and one of the kids said, my sister used to go. And one of the kids said, that's so easy. So my father says, so come with us. Let's go. And at the end, my sister smashed him. She beat him handedly. Running requires yegia. Running requires a persistence. Now, my father doesn't like running on a treadmill. He's a naturalist. So he only runs in the warm weather of New York City. Only runs in the warm weather. He starts, Mirtz Hashem, I hope, in the next, he should do this for another 40 years. He starts in the beginning of the spring. He puts on his sweatpants and his sweatshirt. My father always overdresses. His shita is you got to sweat when you run. And he puts on his sneakers and he drives to the park. Now my mother, may she well, doesn't even let him drive. So she drives or he takes a bus. It takes him sometimes half hour, 45 minutes to get to the park. And in the beginning of the spring, my father, Shlita, runs 100 feet. He tells me that's the most he could do. The next day, he goes out, the exact same thing. He runs again, 120 feet. My father may be well, by the end of the summer, in his early 80s, runs 5 miles. He passes most of the young people that are running on the track. And it's very, very simple. If a person wants something, he has a desire for it, he has a tshuka, and he believes in himself, and the Tziv says, Chacham Lev, means also that a person says, I could do this. Then ultimately, it's mind-boggling what you could accomplish. And the amazing thing is, my father starts again every spring with at 100 feet. The recognition that I'm not going to succeed right away, I'm going to put myself at it, and then slowly and maturely. Do you know how many times you could finish Shas Mishnayis if you start now doing something very small, one Mishnah a day, two Mishnayis a day? One of the most popular speakers today is Rav Gav Friedman. He told me he learned in Landers by my Rebbe, Rabbi Braunspiegel. And he said he wasn't in Rabbi Braunspiegel's shir, but he noticed that Rabbi Braunspiegel's mastery of Tanakh, he was able to quote Psukim in Tanakh. Rabbi Braunspiegel is not particularly known for his Bekiyas in Tanakh. He never said Shir in Tanakh. And so Rabbi Gav asked him, Rabbi Braunspiegel, how do you know Tanakh so well? So he said, for the last 50 years, before I went to sleep at night, I read a perek of Navi. If you read a perek of Navi for 50 years every night, you're going to know Tanakh. At the end of the day, it's a very, very simple equation. And that is, where is a person's life? What is a person's ratzon? And if a person starts slowly but surely, don't start dafyomi. Don't even start, I was speaking with the guys about Shnai Mikra, don't even start with Shnai Mikra trying to do all Chumash and Rashi. But slowly, it's absolutely amazing what a person could accomplish. But there has to be a real ratzon. To be able to do it day in and day out, it has to be a priority of yours. That means that if you're going to sleep and you've decided that you're going to do a Mishnah a day, that if you're going to have a choice between watching the game or the last 5 minutes of the game and doing that Mishnah, that you're going to do that Mishnah. And if you miss, it's okay. You'll do two tomorrow. You have to be realistic. But at the end of the day, there's got to be a real, real tshuka. And this was something that was part and parcel of the culture that my father grew up in. I'm not talking about the running culture. My father had a childhood friend who was known, he had actually gone to the academy in Chicago. He was known as being a tremendous, an all-American in Torah and Avoda. He was tremendous in learning. He was tremendous in secular studies. In those days, the guys in the yeshiva and the guys in the academy, they were also even part of the Bnei Akiva. He was tremendous in Bnei Akiva. And he was one of these fantastic fellows. His name was Rav Menachem Marder Zatzal. M-A-R-D-E-R. Rav Menachem Marder became one of the favorites. After he left the academy, he went to learn in Ner Yisrael by Rav Ruderman Zatzal. And as he became one of the stars in Neri Yisrael, we're talking about stars in Neri Yisrael in late 50s, early 60s. And he came to learn in Eretz Yisrael. He got married, he came to learn in Eretz Yisrael. He was a chaviv to the Rosh Yeshiva Yeshiva Smir. He was an Avreich Emir when he passed away in his early 40s. My father may be well always speaks about Rav Menachem Marder. Then I heard a story. He passed away from brain cancer. At age 40, when the tremendous Talmid Chacham in the yeshiva was affected by cancer and he passed away. Before he passed away, this story my father did not know. I had heard from one of the Avrichim who was there at the time. He had to undergo a surgery. In fact, the doctors weren't even sure whether they should execute the surgery. And the surgery would be a surgery on the brain. And the doctors gave them three possibilities, if I understand correctly. They spoke to him and his wife. They said, the odds are that you're going to die from this cancer. But if we could do a surgery, there's a small chance that we could get rid of it. Not likely. And there's also a likelihood that it'll cause, the surgery will cause some type of cognitive damage. Something probably along akin to memory loss, some type of cognitive dysfunction. And he and his wife sat down and they decided, look, al pi derech hateva, they don't have a chance. And they did the surgery. When Menachem Marder woke up after the surgery, most of his functioning was entirely fine, but his memory was entirely gone. We're talking about one of the biggest Talmidei Chacham Yeshiva Smir. He didn't know how to read. You know what he did the first moment? He went back to the bench in Mir, the exact same place where he was known as being one of the greatest Talmidei Chacham in the Beis Medrash. And he had someone teach him Komatz Aleph, O, Komatz Beis, Bo, Komatz Gimel, Go. And he was Omel, and he harived in learning the same way he had before. He went back, and he did the exact same thing. And he passed away in the middle of Elul Metzias. That's the first perek a child learns. Chacham Lev. Rabbi Menachem Marder represented in that is all three things that we spoke about. That at the end of the day, no matter who you are or what you are, whatever your accomplishments are or were, at the end of the day, a person is able to listen to others, be able to be mekabel, and to recognize that at the end of the day, everybody has something to teach me, and there might be times that someone's going to need to teach me komatz alifa, komatz beis ba, and to be able to receive that. And of course, the second part of Chacham Lev that the Netziv spoke about is Yirat Shamayim. That at the end of the day, we're learning not to become the biggest Talmid Chacham. We're not learning to have the most yediyos in the yeshiva. We're learning because it's so joyous to learn HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Torah. And there's somebody who's going to be zocha to be out there that he learns HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Torah b'simcha, who's going to have those great yediyos. But not because he started out for those great ideas, but because he had a tshuka, yagata, and umatsasa. It's a mitziah even by our great Rabbeim. And Yirat Shamayim then propels a person, I want to come closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in his Das Elyon, no matter what it is, whether it's Kamatz Aleph Ah, or it's answering a difficult Rambam. And the tshuka of Rav Menachem Marder is obvious. Das heißt Chacham Lev. If a person wants to understand what a word means, if a person wants to understand the Daf Gemara, if a person wants to be kona all a Shisha Sidrei Mishnah, if a person wants to be kona all a Dal Chalkei Shulchan Aruch, if a person wants to come close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in Tefillah, if a person has the she'ifa to be a giving person and to help so many in Klal Yisrael, it's open to us. But it requires yigiyah. Kadosh Baruch Hu should give us the siyata d'shmaya that our chachma should be a chacham lev, that we should be nasa libeinu klape avinu l'shamayim.